Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hosh Gelvinis, iyi akşamlar and welcome to Connections. It's been about 3 weeks since I've been sat here. We've had a few classic connections, you know, a few people suggested, I think there was a flashback to July 2013 because Mrs. K of Gyrotep had just sort of, I don't know, fancied a bit of that. And, well, we've got to start and finish today with John Lennon. Of course, it's the anniversary of his passing today, but I just thought... you know, we'd play a couple of songs that perhaps are a little bit overlooked, especially perhaps this one. This was an album that came out in 1975 called the Rock and Roll album. And it was a bit of a rush release. There were some very sort of debauched sessions with Phil Spector in 1973. Phil Spector had a car crash or something, went off with the tapes, and it took him ages to get them back. And then, I can't remember the name, I think it's Maurice Levy, the guy that was trying to bring an album out called Roots, that had an awful yellow cover and looked as though 1968 John Lennon was basically floating in a massive egg yolk on it. And they said, well, that's not appropriate. We're going to bring an Apple album out and you better take those off sale. And, you know, quite frankly, they're worth an absolute mint on Discogs and things like that because... nobody had any, and well, they were rubbish. That was the thing. This is from the Rock and Roll album, and this is I'm not sure if this is one of the Phil Spector tracks or one of the ones that he recorded to sort of just finish it off, but it's preceded by a little bit of John a la phoning on the radio. This is Boney Maroney.
Me? Ah, KHJ with John Lennon or Elton John, depending on which side you're on. Good morning, Southern California, it's 6:02. If you have any requests, call me at 520-1974.
John F. Lennon here.
Hello, John.
Hello, who's that?
This is Mike.
Are you on the way to school?
No, I'm getting ready for school.
Okay, well, shave your pimples, and what's your request?
Okay, well, what I'd like to know is, I don't know, I really dig the early Beatles and stuff, you know?
That's nice.
And I was wondering if, you know...
I was wondering
if...
Yes.
They would ever get back together.
Well, you never know, you never know. It's always possible, isn't it? Good night, Rihanna. It's time to go.
She's asking me, yes.
John Lennon from 1975. I'm quite impressed with myself, actually. I guess Morris Levy. I don't know. I just had that name in my mind. It just sort of just came to me in a sort of fit and a start. So I've just checked. I was absolutely right. The connection is to Bernard Estardi. Now, how do you connect somebody like John Lennon with Bernard Estardi, who's a French, one of the, well, makes sort of library music, a little bit like Piero Umiliani, who you can hear now. It's quite difficult, I can tell you. Quite thankfully, somebody, I think, called Two Forks Kevin had a Pinterest account, and John Lennon and Bernard Estardi had piqued his interest, if you like, in well, more ways than one, probably. And so that does take us to Bernard Estardi. This is from a series of records that were bought out in the sort of mid-70s. I think they were called Telemusic. And the covers are all... I've got this, the second edition of this. It's called Claviers. And it's just, I don't know, you can have like love songs, claviers, banjos, triangles, tambourines. There's an album for every single thing, and Bernard Estardi, I think, appears on every single track. And, well, the thing is about me, a lot of people don't realise this about me, I like gangs and I like trains. And this is Bernard Estardi and Gang Train. All right. We didn't want it to start like that now, did we? Let's just do this, and be right with you. Yeah. Now let's just wait one cotton picking minute. Here's John Baker. Beautiful little interlude there. The connection is back from, well, I think it's back to Bernadette Tardy. La Formule de Baron, the Bernadette Tardy album from 1969, and forgiveness for any mispronunciation is begged. And also Opera Sauvage by Vangelis is both in the stage and screen section of Music Mania. There you go. That's about as close as they can connect. This is Vangelis' band with Demis Roussos and that unforgettable guy that was on the drums, Aphrodite's Child. And this was made, I think, more or less after they'd broken up. And I don't know, it's sort of listed as a classic album. And it always reminds me of this of sort of like a, I don't know, an upper sixth drama studio or something like that in the early 70s. It kind of gives that vibe to me. And this was a bit of a surprise. I bought this record a few years ago and I kept it in a wrapper because I was a bit scared. It was a new release. It was from the sort of analog tapes, don't you know? But I thought it was going to be, you know, sometimes when they re-release those records, the label is like beige with purple writing on it, and I'd have been somewhat disappointed, but I've got the full Vertigo swirl, so as far as I'm concerned, I've got an original. I mean, I know it's not, and you know it's not, but it's pretty much looks like it. It's got a barcode on it, but apart from that. Anyway, this is from that album. I think it's the third track on side one. It comes just after a burst of energy, and this is something to sort of sit back and kick off your shoes, get a mug of cocoa, and this is loud, loud. Loud. The irony is it's not really.
The day the walls of the cities will crumble away, uncovering our naked souls. All start singing, shouting, screaming.
Loud, 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 loud.
The day the circus horses will stop turning around, running fast through the green valleys, will sing and cry and shout. The day the cars will lay in heaps, their wheels turning in vain. We'll run along the empty highways, shouting, screaming.
Loud,
The day young boys will stop becoming soldiers, and soldiers will stop playing war games. We'll sing and cry and shout. The day will come up that we will wake up, hearing the shouts of joy and shouting together with the freaks. The world will turn upside down. We'll run together round and round, screaming, shouting, singing.
Quite Christmassy in a way, that wasn't it? It was Loud from Aphrodite's Child from 666, the Number of the Beast album from 1971, as I say, on a nice swirly Vertigo label. The connection is Billboard magazine. Roussos, Demis Roussos, and Susie Quattro were both mentioned in dispatches in the Billboard magazine on the 18th of August 1973. I told you the connections were really good tonight. That takes us to Susie Quattro. And what to say of Susie Quattro? This is from my friend Jose. He played this just sometime this week. I think we were just sort of sat around listening to B-sides. And this was a particular B-side that came up. And it's, I don't know, it just sort of blew me away, really. And, well, you know, what can you say about Susie Quattro B-sides? But here's Peter Peter. From 1975, that was Peter by Suzy Quatro. It's quite difficult to believe. I don't know, that was Suzy Quatro, really. It sounded like, I don't know, more like Betty Davis. I'm talking about the wife of Miles thereof. The connection from Suzy Quatro is that Dance with the Devil, the Cozy Powell song, had Suzy Quatro on the bass. And that took as its melody line Third Stone from the Sun by Jimi Hendrix. I think I'm coming to you in mono. There you are, I'm in stereo now. That was nice, wasn't it? And that takes us to Jimi Hendrix. I mean, Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat and all that sort of thing. And around about this time of year, you know, I like to sort of sit by the fire with my Hendrix and, you know, get those out. This is from, it was from a British, early British pressing of Electric Ladyland. I only ever get it out in December. I have cats, so I can't put Christmas decorations up, so Jimi Hendrix albums are the next best thing. This is from 1968, as I say, it's off Electric Ladyland with a rather naughty cover, and this is Long Hot Summer Night, which this ain't. always get this vision of his baby coming to rescue him in a sort of big yellow helicopter like they do at the beach. But that was Jimi Hendrix, or the Jimi Hendrix Experience from 1968. If only you could see at home the gymnastics involved in keeping a sort of stereo signal with you. My headphone seems to sort of control the whole desk, and the wire sort of flops down, and all of a sudden we sort of go into, there we are, it's just done it again. And it sounds like, I don't know, I've swallowed a horse or something like that. But my apologies. Let's put this on in the background. And it's beautiful. So the connection is Jeff Tibble's mammoth book of insults. I think there's some insults about Jimi Hendrix in there, and also about the Buzzcocks. So the Buzzcocks, we've said goodbye this week to Pete Shelley. And whereas Pete Shelley wrote a lot of very great sort of pop tunes with Buzzcocks, I wanted to go back really to an EP that had Howard Devoto as the lead singer. Pete Shelley actually had a hand in writing this, and that's why I wanted to play it. But I think this really sort of represents punk. Even the name of the EP was called Spiral Scratch, and it's kind of up there with Nevermind, the Sex Pistols, you know, all of that sort of stuff, and the Damned, and I think that sort of those are sort of cited as the three punk cotton-picking minute, if we say, albums. And this is, the first track on that, and this is Breakdown. Radio station, episode K5. In this week's enthralling episode, we take a look at the programme The New Guard, a programme that sets out to explore the avant-garde in the present day, presented by the ever-faithful and the ever-popular Mickey Tock. He was formerly known as Mickey Tock, that's T-O-C-K, but he had his name changed by Deedpole to be a little bit more avant-garde, to T-O-C-H. In 1999. We join him now. Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The New Guard with me, Mickey Tock. And without any more ado, we're going to start off, because we've got a packed out programme today, with Dorothy Zuck. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Anyway, she's exhibiting fridges around the country at the moment. And we're going to join her with the Appliance of Science, as were, in Droitwich Town Hall. Hello, Dorothy.
Hello.
And have I got that pronunciation right? Is it Dorothy Zuck? Is it, or is it something else a bit fancier?
It's Zuck.
All right. Where does that name hail from?
Well, it's non-geographical. I'm a global citizen.
So you've been touring and we're fridges. What's that all about?
Well, I would give you the same challenge as I gave myself, Mickey. Go to your kitchen Take a long, hard and cold look at your fridge and think to yourself, what meaning has that fridge got to you? Now, I see fridges as big, cold boxes, and they need exhibiting, basically. So that's what I'm doing. And hopefully these different town halls are letting me demonstrate this, at least to the United Kingdom. Hang on a minute. I've got to do a bit of defrosting.
Dorothy, love, are you there? Oh, I think we'll have to go to the next guest now. This is Cecil Hammer. Good afternoon.
Hello, Mickey.
And Hammer, you're some relative of MC Hammer, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I'm his cousin.
Do you see him a lot?
Well, I kind of got tired of going round to his house of a Sunday evening for dinner, and he would just keep telling me to not touch anything, so, you know, don't see him that much.
And you bought out a new avant-garde album, is that right?
Yeah, it's called Conversations.
Conversations?
Yeah.
And are you able to describe it in any way?
Well, yeah, it's kind of field recordings of conversations in the Mediterranean Cafe, specifically in Tamworth, and I found that Wednesday morning was a good time to do that.
Conversations. It's a bit boring, isn't it?
Well, I always say to people that, like, if you find a conversation boring, you're boring.
Well, it's no need to be like that. Let's hear a bit of it.
And I said to Frank, I said, I want them tomatoes cleaned up by Thursday at latest. And
did
I said
you,
to Frank, I said, I want them tomatoes cleaned up by Thursday at latest.
Ooh, that's
anyway, I've got a new moisturiser.
And I said to Frank, I said, I want them tomatoes cleaned up by Thursday at latest.
The weekend's coming, you know, because, you know, Arthur wants some pickled onions. I said, go and get your own. Go and dig them out garden and get them pickled.
That were brilliant, Cecil. Thanks for bringing that in.
That's a pleasure.
And my final guest today is a man who I'm sure needs no introduction in the avant-garde world. It is, of course, Random Jeffrey. Hello.
Cake, fish, squeeze, bin.
And I'm sure you've realised by now that since Random Jeffrey changed his name from Jeffrey Random in 1981, all he does is randomise everything he does. So he's agreed to randomise this interview. So we'll keep it brief.
Boondoggle. Spoon. Electricity. Bourgeois. Chip shop fox.
Well, I don't know about you, I found that quite moving. I'm nearly, close to tears, so here's Chicken Shack.
With the Je veux jouer, joue contre vous, mais vous le voulez-vous? De tout cœur, je veux gagner ce cœur à cœur. Vous connaissez mon jeu par cœur, alors défendez-vous. Sans tricher, je vous le promets. J'ai gagné, tant pis c'est bien fait, vous êtes mon jouet. À présent, ce ne sera plus vous mais toi. Et tu feras ça, t'apprendras n'importe quoi pour moi. Sans m'en faire, je vais t'assurer un enfer de griffes et de crocs, tu crieras bientôt au secours. Alors décidant de ton sort, pour m'éviter quelques remords, je t'aimerai plus fort. Oh oui, plus fort. Oui, 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 plus fort. Oh, plus fort. Oui, oui.
Don't know, I feel all sort of 70s out now. You know, just sort of getting my feet up and, you know, contemplating, as I say, the festive season. What you really don't want to happen now is something really dreadful.
The Battle of the Locusts.
Told you.
Do it. Do it.
I think I needed a cup of tea after that. That was Aphrodite's Child, and that was the Battle of the Locusts, and Do It, Don't Do It. And, well, I think just after that we need to just get into orbit just for about 47 seconds. God, that's better. Mrs. F from Dort Levant. Hello, Mrs. F. Nice to hear you. And she said, Tim, you're slacking on these connections. What's going on? Yeah, we played Chicken Shack, I'd Rather Go Blind. The connection to Brigitte Bardot. We had Moi, Je Joue. After that, and the connection was that there was some kind of liaison between Jimi Hendrix and Brigitte Bardot at some point in time, and that on the 11th of November 1968, Jimi Hendrix jammed with Fleetwood Mac at Steve Paul's Scene Club in the Village. There you go. Brigitte Bardot connected to somehow Vangelis, or Vangelis, I can never remember how you say that, by being available on Amazon France, or should we say Amazon France. And that took us to Battle of the Locusts and Do It. I'm not even going to attempt to connect Aphrodite's Child to Phil Cordell, save that they're very nice songs. Phil Cordell was a multi-instrumentalist, and really his work's often overlooked. He had a lot of instrumental work. This is one of him singing, but he did. Later on, he called himself Dan the Banjo Man, which might explain for some of his rather wanting sales figures from that period. But this is from 1969, and it's very psychedelic. And this is Red Lady. Inside of me, and now you started singing, Red Lady, you're just fine. Your hand painted garden has every color there, Red Lady, you've forgotten to paint your chimney hair. There you stand, just fanning your pretty face, not a care down in your somber place, and now you started singing, Red Lady. Just fine.
said, it's only me you see. It's really to be showing me something I can't be. I can't think what's making this feeling be. Sure ain't the tea that's inside of me. And now you started singing, but baby, you're just fine.
From 1969, that was Red Lady, and that was Phil Cordell. Beautiful song. And the connection is this show. Yes, on the 8th of November 2018, Tim Hallam played Phil Cordell, and he also played Arif Saar because he felt like it. This is a beautiful song. The translation is somewhat lacking. I think it means house in Samsun, I think it means. And as I say, it's quite a literal translation, but this is the very ethereal Shu Samsunun Evlere. from 1973. That was the wonderful Arif Sarr and Shu Samson and Ev Lurie. And the connection is back to John Lennon. I'm not quite sure how Arif Sarr connects to John Lennon, but I'm sure there's one out there somewhere. Anybody with a connection, please phone in now. This is John Lennon. This is I had a dream once, for real. Well, I mean, it's not a dream because it was not for real because it was a dream even. But he was showing me how to play this on the guitar, and I had one of those really cheap guitars, and I picked it up, and I just sort of came out with this, like, wow. I don't know how I did it. It was a beautiful dream moment. And, it's quite aptly called Number 9 Dream. And here's a little bit of Radio John just before it.
Hello, KHJ. This is John Lennon.
Hello, John.
Oh, Dr. Winston O'Beegie. Oh, who is it?
This is Mark.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm just fine. I was going to ask you a question. One of the songs you wrote in your Beatle days, I Am the Walrus, is a favorite of mine.
Oh, that's a favorite of mine, too. Isn't that a coincidence?
I wanted to know where some of the insane lyrics you write come from.
Out of my insane head. I have to leave you now because my head is walking away from me.
Street.
never been able to work out what he's actually saying there. Abamakawa Ponce Ponsea, something like that. I'm sure there's some kind of rational explanation to it, but as yet, I've yet to find it. John Lennon from 1974 and number 9, Dream. And let's go around the houses. Oh, that's beautiful. We started off with Boney Maroney from John Lennon, 1975. The Forks, or Two Forks Kevin on Pinterest, connected us to Gang Train by Bernard Estardi. We had a little bit of Never Never, or the theme from Scene from John Baker, which was a bit of a highlight. And then the left back to Bernard Estardi, the La Formule de Baron and Opera Sauvage by Vangelis are both in the stage and screen section of Music Mania. There you go. I think it's an online record thing. Aphrodite's Child, that was Vangelis, by the way, was in it. Loud, Loud, Loud from 1971. The 18th of August 1973 issue of Billboard had Demis Roussos and Suzy Quatro. I do like a bit of Roussos in the night. And Suzy Quatro from 1975, a B-side, Peter Peter. Not often you hear that one. Dance with the Devil was the main tune for Cozy Powell's, Cozy Powell's tune borrowed Third Stone from the Sun from Jimi Hendrix. And Jimi Hendrix had some kind of, that was it. Jimi Hendrix and House Burning Down, but it was Long Hot Summer Night. I'd written down House Burning Down, but I bought the wrong record. Silly me. Jeff Tibble's Mammoth Book of Insults connected us to the Buscocks. Rest in peace, Pete Shelley. And Breakdown. We had that radio station thing. And then we had Chicken Shack, I'd Rather Go Blind. The 11th of November 1968, Jimi Hendrix and Fleetwood Mac jammed in Steve Paul's Scene Club. And that connected us to via a sort of liaison that Jimi Hendrix allegedly had with Brigitte Bardot and Moi Je Joue. Amazon France connected us to Aphrodite's Child again. It was like they came back, and that was the other side of the album. That was Battle of the Locusts. And Do It, Don't Do It. A little bit of a dichotomy there. And Orbit came from John Baker. Phil Cordell had Red Lady from 1969. And the Arif Saar, of course, this show was the connection to Arif Saar. And Mr. K of Umrania called up. Hello, Mr. K. He said he's got a possible connection. He said that sometime in 1978, John Lennon went through Budapest Airport and that Arif Saar might have been there at the same time. It's possible, Mr. K. I do like the kind of debate that these questions rise. We're all connected anyway. And, that's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And stick around for next week's show. It's the week before Christmas. So it'll be even more Christmassy. I might find a little bit more Christmas Hendrix. Who knows? But until then, keep safe, keep warm, keep well. And keep connected, and have a very good time and good night. I just go like that, and you've got a theme tune.
Connections.
Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.